Jake, first couple of days, how are you feeling?
I feel good. You know, for many years I've been in it, I think as far as a team being prepared and coming out here and not having a lot of mental mistakes and, you know, looking pretty crisp, it's the best it's looked for me the first couple of days of practice. So just got to keep building because once your body starts getting sore, that's when your mind has to take over and, you know, you can't have those bad ones in the evening. So tonight's a big practice for us.
A lot of different people to throw to, new faces. How's that going?
It's going well, you know. Finally getting to work with Javon full speed has been nice. He had some great plays today in third downs. And, you know, obviously with Rob, it's like clockwork with me and him. And getting Darius involved and, you know, Brandon and Charlie and all those guys, you know, they're competing. That's what you like to see. As long as they're competing and trying hard, that's what I like to see.
Jake, how much has the offense changed without Kubiak here in the UOC?
It's pretty much the same. I think obviously you don't go revamp everything because I mean Coach Shanahan is the guru of that offense. Although you know Kube's added a lot, but being around Coach Heimerdinger, I mean he's smart. He knows what's going on. He's a little bit like a spitting image of Coach Shanahan. You know, he sees everything. He'll go over and grab a tight end and tell him what he did, and run back and grab a running back, and you realize he's really got his eyes on everybody. And I like working with him. He's got a real good demeanor out here, and we have fun.
Mike said that Darius seems to be getting more comfortable. How's it look from your perspective?
He definitely is. You know, he's a smart kid, very smart, knows what he's doing. You know, with him, just being consistent, and he's definitely stepped up in that regard. He's making a lot of catches. He's in the right spot. He's running the right routes, and he's getting confidence. And I like throwing to him. The kid gets open. He gets separation, just like Rod does. I mean, receivers can be fast and have the great hands, but if they don't give you that separation on a DB like Champ, you can never complete the ball to him. So he gets separation and allows me to give him the ball, which I like throwing the ball to him.
What impresses you the most about Rod?
Rod? Yeah. That he can do it at his age. I got to get that one in there. Nah, man, I'd take a long time to tell you all that. I mean, he's just he's the epitome. You know, he does everything that a quarterback loves because his head is pretty much – so deep into mine that he knows when I'm hitting my fifth step and when he needs to be open on five no hitch, or when I'm taking a seven and a hitch, when he needs to be breaking open, and when he's the first receiver, when he's the third guy, you know, his timing, he's so tuned into what I'm doing. You know, it's perfect for me. It's a QB's dream.
Speaking of old men, how you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know, you learn when to go as hard as you can and when to maybe not go as crazy as you used to when you're younger, but you know, I'm feeling all right. I'm sore, and I expect to be sore. You can do everything you can all off season, but you're always going to be sore coming into camp, no matter what you do. So, get in a cold tub, get my rest in the afternoons, and you know, just try to get better each day. Is that it?
Jake, thank you.
Thanks, Jake. Thank you.